I never quite understood this. In the music, it says 6 o'clock for those last chimes, but it only has 5 chimes. So I never quite figured that out. In the last year or so, I found this little passage about the banjo. Any of you watch the Shackleton show on television about Ernest Shackleton's trip to Antarctica? Well, it's interesting, but there was a banjo player on that trip. And I found this little passage about that. And this dates from kind of a little bit later, but around this time when banjo playing was still fairly popular as a kind of a parlor instrument. So let me read this for you. When in 1914, Sir Ernest Shackleton embarked on his expedition to the Antarctic, he included in the party a young meteorologist, Leonard Hussey. Hussey was already accustomed to hardship and adventure, having just come from an expedition to the Sudan, where he had gained the friendship of the Nyam Nyam tribe by playing his banjo for them. So when preparations were being made for departure to Antarctica, Hussey took his musical instrument as well as his meteorological instruments. Although Hussey took the banjo along for the entertainment of his companions, some of his earliest audiences were flocks of Antarctic penguins. In Hussey's own words, "When I played my banjo, they would come up close to the ship and listen attentively and appreciatively to some, but not all, of my music. They liked, for instance, Negro spirituals and Irish jigs. A strong favorite, of which they never tired, was It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary. But when I turned to playing Scottish music, well, they just fled in horror." No accounting for taste.